Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, June the 13th of 2016. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to start a little mini-series, if you will. Want to talk about kind of just the introduction to the next series, even though it doesn't specifically focus on the standard. It is about the standard. We want to talk about the voice. We want to talk about the frequency, the wave, the vibration, this idea of this all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present entity that we all call God. One of the most important questions that I get a lot is, how do I get my information? A lot of people ask me that question. A lot of people ask me, like, you know, how do you come up with the ideas for your show? So I get most of the people that ask me how are actually pastors. And, you know, bishops and reverends and doctors and all of these folk that are very learned, they always ask me because a lot of them have writer's block or this creative block. And one of the things that I want to make sure that this series, again, this is going to be each show about 30 minutes on our lunch break. We'll probably do about seven of these. So this is part one of this seven-part series that talks about the voice, the frequency, the wave, the vibration, or the tone that's heard around the world. So that is this vacuum or void that a lot of people call. And when science calls the void or the ether or the Luciferian ether, So when we talk about the void, what are we talking about? That's where my understanding of the five attributes, but only three of which are promoted. For me, God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, and God is omnipresent. As we will learn the next series, he's also omnibenevolent, and he's also omnisimplistic. Now, you may not find those terms taught in the standard academia or in the world, but the word of God is five-dimensional. The name of God is five-dimensional. The earth, wind, fire, water, plasma, the expression, the matter of God is five-dimensional. Everything is five-dimensional. So why is God triune? Why do we have the Trinity instead of the fifth element? There's missing pieces of the puzzle that makes our effectiveness lacking or missing. So when I talk about the void, what I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, is actually the word. So the void for me is actually the voice. So when we talk about the void, we're talking about this all-knowing, this all-power, this all-present, now this all-loving, and this all-simple, which we're going to talk about in the next series, which is the standard. So the standard contains five attributes or five elements. So we're talking about the voice today, again, which is the frequency of the wave that establishes the standard. And so I decided to do this series and make it free and make it available to get people to understand the importance. Just like the last series, we talked about the Christ in you. Then we talked about the seven S's that limits the Christ in you. So we talk about christened. I did that series prior to the series that I just finished, which is the seven S's. So we talked about those seven seals of Satan. These seven seals prevent you from hearing the frequency or the voice of God. And so the reason that I can hear the voice of God, and you can hear it too, but it's very faint. Loose, for lack of a better term. So when we talk about the voice of God, we're talking about there is a frequency, a wave of vibration, a tone that goes around the world. The entire world is encapsulated in the voice, but there's also the Luciferian voice. So we got two voices, we got two people talking. So the question that I'm asking you today is, who are you listening to? Well, like most of us, one day we listen to the right voice, then the next day we listen to the wrong voice. So we have to fill the void with the voice. If your life is empty, if your life is lacking, you are living in the light of darkness. But as we know, darkness has no light. Darkness is the absence of light. So when I talk about the voice of God, I'm talking about that, like it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor did they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine so before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So I have not been letting my light shine because I have not been listening. I have not been listening to the voice. Now, what's important, my brothers and sisters, is the understanding of the difference of what the world calls the voice and what God calls the voice. On the next tomorrow's show, we're going to break down biblical astronomy versus worldly astronomy, because that is how the voice is being manipulated. So when we look at the voice, we're talking about, do you understand the language and the vocabulary that gives you the knowledge of God? Now, this language and this vocabulary, again, is spread out throughout the entire globe. I love the way it says it in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verses 1 through 4. This is going to be our text for the next 7 days. Please write that down if you have an opportunity. Psalms, chapter 19. If you look at Psalms chapter 19, it's a cookie blower. It'll mess up all of your theology. Probably should have done this show, you know, a little sooner. That's why I decided to do this show and on Blog Talk and make it available so that way anybody can tune into it. Because the biggest question that I get is when we talk about the standard of God, when we talk about God, number one, who is God? Anybody can say, okay, God. We're going to break all that down in the next series. But all you need to understand without even taking the next series is that there is a frequency, a wave of vibration. Everything on this dimension vibrates. Everything. So if you can just wrap your brain around that, what I'm about to read to you will make perfect sense. Because in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, the message of this verse is so important. How can God hold people accountable if they've never heard the voice? When I was a kid, I used to go to the preachers, the reverends, the doctors, and the bishops, and I would ask them, if I'm a third world person lost in a tribe in New Guinea somewhere out in, and we still, you know, running around in grass skirts, and we still got, you know, spears, and we have no writing, we have no technology, all we got is, you know, grunts and groans. We live in like cavemen. Now, there are indigenous people as we speak. They've never heard the gospel, and if they die, you mean to tell me they're going to hell? Ask any preacher on any planet, and they will tell you yes. I have a big problem with that. I would not serve, and I will not serve, or I use the word serve loosely. I will not follow. I will not read about. I will not hang out with any God that would send somebody to hell without even giving them the opportunity to be basically get to know him. How the blank do I know God and I haven't been presented to God? So you mean to tell me I was born an atheist. I was raised an atheist. My mother and father never presented me to God. I walk outside, I get hit by a Mack truck, and I'm going to hell? They say yes. You mean to tell me if I'm a child, I didn't have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? You know, I turned, most people say the accountable age is 12. I turned 12 years old in 1 second. Boom, I die. I'm going to hell. I was never given the opportunity to hear the voice of God. The preacher will tell you yes. Bullshit. That is not true. The God that I serve. Like, see, that different people serve different gods. That's why it's important that you make sure you understand the God that you serve. That's why I'm doing the next series, so that way you can know the God that I serve, because most people don't know the God that I serve. They got Constantine's God. I don't serve Constantine's God. The God that I serve is not on the planet. Doesn't exist on this planet. His word is not on this planet. His frequency has been bounced off of this planet by the psychopaths that control this planet. Why do you think they put chemtrails in the air that got metal in it? Why do you think they manipulate everything on this dimension? Why are there satellites? Have you ever seen this? Go to Google and type in space junk. Just type it in. Look at the space junk. Why is it out there? To limit the celestial bodies. Let me make sure we break this down, because during this series, we're going to remove all doubt from all the naysayers. You see, brothers and sisters, I am thankful, because the only reason I'm here in my right mind today is because of this, of my understanding of the voice of God. See, the voice of God brings forth the power of God. It is an inaudible testimony. It is an inaudible frequency, wave, vibration, tone that brings about a dramatic effect. So that way you are able to implement the divine plan through the power of the messianic voice or age. It is not apparent. You cannot see it. You cannot touch it. You cannot taste it. You cannot smell it. But you will, and you can, and you must learn about it. Otherwise, the counterfeit lies that are appearing like the genuine voice will override the small, still voice. See, this voice is behind what you call astrology or astronomy. See, it lies behind biblical astronomy and Chaldean astronomy, which is what you got, and Babylonian astronomy, which is what we have. This is the celestial revelation of the Creator's message who created astronomy. This is the celestial, it's not terrestrial. The voice of God is not terrestrial. That means it doesn't, the cause of it doesn't exist in this dimension, in this mass, or in this matter. The frequency and the wave of God that I am referring to when I say God, and I use the term very loosely, that's just a term that people can overstand, the five attributes, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, omnibenevolent, omnisimplistic. That, whatever fits those terms is what I call God. And there is a revelation that is synchronized through space, time, mass, and matter. So in this time domain, what we call time, because time really doesn't exist, no such thing as time. We can measure time, but we can't keep time. We're not in time. Because time, the definition of time doesn't exist, no such thing as time. But the measuring, the dissecting of eternity is what we call time. What that means, brothers and sisters, is in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 1, it says that the heavens declare the glory of God. We're going to break that down in this 7 hours, or these 7 shows. It says, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. We're going to break that down. Psalms 19, verse 2 says, day after day, they pour forth speech. Who's talking, brother? Who's talking, sister? Let me make sure you understand where I get all my information from. It says day after day, it don't turn off. I don't have no freaking job. Me and my job are the same. Every cell in my body oozes 24/7, 365, because the universe is 24/7, 365. It don't turn off. So I don't do something. I am something. Everybody else do something. People can go to work and they come home and they leave their job. I wish I could do that. Man, it would be great to be able to do that. Then maybe, I don't know. They say you sleep better. I'm trying to figure out how not to sleep the 4 hours that I do. The 4 or 5 hours I get sleep right now is a waste of freaking time. I hate the fact that I got to sleep, but my body just gets exhausted. And I just have to. I got to shut it down. But I wish I didn't have to shut it down, because the heavens don't shut down. Day after day, night after night, they pour forth speech. It says night after night, they display knowledge. Where do I get my knowledge from, brother? Where do I get my knowledge? I get it from where it's displayed. Verse 3 says, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Let me say that again. There is no speech or language where the voice is not heard. So if you speak Zimbabweism, if there is such a thing, if you speak Zuluism, if you speak Hindu, if you speak, you know, whatever you speak, it's there. There is nothing on earth. There's no frequency where the voice is not heard. You don't need a preacher, brother. You don't need a preacher. You don't even need me. You just need the voice. Verse 4 says, their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. See, verse 7 says, the voice has gone out into all the world, the words to the ends of the world. But you say, well, that's Old Testament, brother. We're out of the Old Testament no more. I'm glad you said that. Let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, that's New Testament. Last I checked, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, consequently, faith cometh from hearing. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. Hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of God. Verse 18, Romans chapter 10, verse 18. But I ask you, did you not hear? Of course you did. For the voice has gone out into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. So God put it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So when you stand before the voice, you won't have an excuse. You cannot say, well, nobody told me. I'm going to show you how they told you. I'm going to show you, I'm going to explain to you the synchronization of how the spiritual ramification of the celestial bodies that give light on earth, not physical light, So when you see the word light in the Bible, you thinking about physical light, right? See, that's what I was taught. That's what the Reverend Doctor told me. When I see the sun, I see visible light. See, the electromagnetic spectrum, they told me, is visible light. And see, they told me that the visible light represents how much of the electromagnetic spectrum? Less than 1%. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So if the electromagnetic spectrum contains 100% of what somebody calls light, frequency, wave, vibration, that's what a voice is it not? Isn't a voice simply a frequency? Isn't a voice the manipulation of matter? A voice, sound. How do we hear sound? Sound manipulates mass of matter. So physical light, yes, but beyond physical light, there's spiritual light. The heavenly light, my brothers. See, I don't know about you, but in the book of James, it talks about the Father of lights. See, the God that I serve, the Bible tells me, a walking, talking, breathing testimony. If you want to see a miracle, go to my Facebook page, look at my picture, you're going to see a miracle. See, the Bible, the God that I serve, brothers and sisters, I don't have to read about it. I don't need no preacher to tell me God exists. I don't have to debate the issue. I know. I don't believe. I'm not a believer. I'm a knower. Because the Bible tells me all good things are all good gifts. Anybody got a gift? All good gifts come from above. They come down from above. But, you know, it's so important because all of these gifts that come down from above, they come down from the Father of lights. And it says that there is no changing. So light, my brothers and sisters, is what you are. But you're trapped inside of darkness. You call a body. And so you're taking your orders from the darkness, the body giving you stimulation. The body says, we hungry. The spirit says, no, we ain't. But the spirit says, we don't need this physical food, but the body says, we do. So your physicality overrides your spirituality, and you live in this physical world instead of the spiritual world. That's what I do. And therefore, I can't hear the spiritual voice. I'm only hearing the physical one. So the physical voice, if I take a hammer and I smash your big toe, the physical pain is going to override the spiritual. No such thing as spiritual pain. But the physical pain sends a chemical through, sends the electrode, that impulse through the body to the brain that says, that hurts. And then you say, ouch. But your spirit ain't felt nothing. And so which voice are you listening to, my brothers? Which voice are you listening to, my sisters? Like me, the voice, the sound, the frequency, the wave, the vibration, the tone that we are all listening to that controls the world, W-O-R-D, and the world, W-H-I-R. The world is your cells. It's your chakra system. Your chakra system, the world, W-H-I-R-L, is controlled by the voice. But the problem is, my brothers, we're listening to the wrong voice, because there is a voice that has gone out and throughout the entire world, but let me talk about myself, I ain't listening. Why ain't I listening? Pardon my French, because the voice of my flesh is louder. It demands more attention than the voice of my spirit. And so before we can talk about the standard, the next series ain't going to do you no good if you ain't tuned into the standard. Does you no good to know the standard, because you already know the standard. I'm just going to remind you of the standard. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that was it? Oh, man, I've been knowing that. Yeah, I've been knowing it too, but I ain't listening to it. Why aren't we listening to the standard? Well, we just spent 7 out of 10 hours talking about why you ain't listening to the standard, and I ain't listening to the standard. Why ain't we listening to the standard? Well, we got this thing called, there is this fake society. So this fake society is a group of psychopaths. And these psychopaths are in charge of the entire universe. So the universe now is under the slavery, under the manipulation of these group of psychopaths. Now these psychopaths, they have a Orwellian mind. They have a Luciferian mind. These psychopaths that control this planned net, they got a plan that casts a large net. This net is designed to bring about a brainwashing so that way you are subservient, that way you cower down to the system. And this system, again, appoints presidents, popes, prime ministers, dictators, politicians, sports figures, singers, actors, and all of these people that we call stars. But the Bible says something about these stars. And so we watch shows like, you know, Dancing with the Stars. And we're looking at these stars, and those worldly stars has replaced the celestial stars. And so when the Bible says that the heavens, the stars in the heavens has declared my handiwork, we can't see those stars because we're looking at Dancing with the Stars. And what's important, my brothers and sisters, is that when we talk about these stars, declare the heavenly, that declare the heavens, we have to make sure, my brothers and sisters, because there are fake stars and a fake system that we just talked about in the last series. So this next series is going to be talking about the standard. It's going to be talking about the real stars in the real series and how to hear, how to tune, how to adjust yourself so that way you are not falling in the hands of the masters of manipulation and the psychopaths of this world that control this harmonious arrangement. And they use a fake society with a counterfeit conversion, and they make sure that they keep you dumbed down with sorcery in the form of pharmakeia and medicine and over-the-counter drugs and alcohol and all of these other, you know, quote-unquote approved drugs. And they know this because they understand psychology. They understand all of the ologies. They are masters in biology. They're masters in sociology. They're masters in psychology. And they're masters in theology. So they take these sciences, these pseudosciences, and they present you and they put you on the treadmill of the American dream so that way you live your best life now and you're going after stuff and you can spend all of your life running. Every day you get up and you're on the treadmill of life, and the treadmill of life keep your head down so that way you're looking, you can't look up. And they keep you focused on the three L's, fun, fighting, and effing or sex. Because they know sex is 666. And it's not, I'm not talking about the biblical, the regular sex between a man and a woman that love each other. I'm talking about bestiality. I'm talking about the last S, sodomy. I'm talking about all of this deviant stuff. One woman ain't good no more. Now you need three or four. Now you wanna bat for both teams. You want to be a switch hitter. You want women and men. Every woman, I mean, this generation is cool for the girlfriend to have a girlfriend. What in the world is that? That keeps you from hearing the voice. Tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we continue to break down Psalms chapter 19 with part two of the 7-part series. That's basically the intro for the upcoming series that talks about the standard. But we need to understand the frequency of the standard before I reveal the standard. My brothers and my sisters, join me tomorrow. Pop it off tomorrow at about 12. Again, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.